George Quinn, in his narrative in Through Dakota Eyes, said that he was 19 about the time they moved up to the lower agency area, and he decided to join his people against the whites. I believe that part of it was the valor. Interestingly, I don't know that there were many scalps taken by the Indians during the Dakota War, but before that, the scalp dances, the eagle feathers were all signs of a brave person, and this was important in Dakota society. My great-great-grandmother, married to Francois Labatt, who I believe converted to Christianity before 1862. She was connected to Chief Wabasha, to Joseph Ironshield was her brother. Teopi was her cousin, and these were strong Christian people. And after the Dakota War, Bishop Whipple, I believe, brought his Lower Sioux congregation to Faribault. So she, Joseph Ironshields, and Teopi were among those Indians that went to Faribault. They were not removed to Crow Creek with the others. Iyashamani, I believe, was a Christian before 1862. In his narrative, he said his wife and he were married by ceremony, which I believe means Christian ceremony, because I don't know that the Dakota Indians had a marriage ceremony. I haven't read about that. Iyashamani was forced to attack New Ulm, I believe. I believe that Sibley wrote that at Wood Lake, at least one-third of the Dakota Indians who were there were forced to be there. These friendly Indians, among the lower Sioux Indians, were told, if you don't join us, we'll kill you. Mm-hmm. Only when they reached the Upper Sioux Agency and started making connections with the Upper Sioux Indians, who also opposed the war, then they became more outspoken and more ready to take action.